Saxophonist and Astral Project founder Tony DeGrotti grew up in Summit, New Jersey. By high school, he knew what he wanted to do, play jazz.
It was almost as if I didn't have a choice. I didn't even think, you know. I didn't think about, well, how much money am I going to make, or how do I get a gig? It was just, all I wanted to do was play.
After a couple of years at the Berklee School of Music in Boston, Tony DeGrotti entered an intense period of jazz rehearsal and listening.
That was it for me. When I started listening to Coltrane, I couldn't listen to anybody else. So, I mean, I really just listened to him pretty nonstop for a couple of years. And I would, you know, veer off and listen to other saxophonists, you know, Sonny and Dexter and Charlie Parker and everybody else. But nobody hit me like Coltrane did. So a lot of what I do, you know, as a saxophonist comes out of that influence.
Another big Boston influence on Tony DeGrotti, New Orleans native trumpeter and bandleader Stanton Davis.
And he was actually probably the very first person I ever met from New Orleans, and I really admired his playing. He was a great trumpeter, and he had a band that I thought it was the best band in Boston. It was called Ghetto Stanton Davis and Ghetto Mysticism. And just the way he ran the band, he definitely brought New Orleans influences. And it was a funk band, sort of along the lines of, you know, Miles Davis fusion kind of thing.
Right.
But really good, really exciting. When I first came here in 1977, 78, that was in the back of my mind to start a group that would be the place that I could be my most artistic. I definitely was thinking about Stanton and Ghetto Mysticism.
Tony DeGrotti and Astral Project, they're the band, play Jazz Fest Friday, May 3rd. Hear this and other WWNO Jazz Fest minutes at WWNO.org.